It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, Antonio Brown accused of rape in a lawsuit. This is breaking news. The Patriots receiver accused of three incidents of sexual assault in 2017 and 2018 against a woman he went to college with. Now, he is adamantly denying all of this. The woman who's complaining is saying three separate incidents, two in June of 2017 and another in May of 2018, that Brittany is her name. She's a gymnast, and they met while they were attending Central Michigan together. He later hired her as a trainer, and she is saying that, yes, he definitely was inappropriate and raped her. And he said he denies every single allegation. He will pursue all legal remedies to clear his name.
Wow, it's interesting. I mean, I always want to believe people that come out and say something, but then other people are going to be like, well, wait a minute, what's the timing of this? But I mean, is there ever really a right time? If something happened, I think you should speak up, and then people can have their day in court, you know?
Right. I will keep you posted that everything's late and breaking and shocking, to say the least.
No kidding. This drama with him just never stops.
Right. He's been in the news every single day, it seems. Well, also shocking, Kim Kardashian has been diagnosed with lupus.
Autoimmune issues are really scary. And before I knew what it was, when it's really up in the air, you get in your head. You think of every worst possibility of what's going to happen and how you're going to live your life. And you really do get into this like little depression for a minute. I got myself out of it, but it was really scary to have to go through that.
She said she knew something was very wrong. She was super tired, nauseous. Her hands were getting really swollen. She felt numb. And so she sought medical help. And now she's getting treatment. But that just goes to show you.
The one good thing, I'm always a Kim K hater, but I do appreciate her being so open, because hopefully it'll help other women out there check for things, realize if there is something going on with them, maybe I should go to the doctor.
Absolutely.
I think that is a one positive thing besides showing your butt cheek everywhere.
No, absolutely. I think she's a changed woman. I think she's an old soul. Like, she's just really raw and real now, and I love it. Not so materialistic as she could be. Well, here's the question. Will Jennifer Lopez be the next big star to headline the Super Bowl? It is a very close, done deal. Officials are saying that she and the league have been going back and forth. The talks for a while. It's not confirmed yet, but J-Lo just has been wrapping up her tour. What was so cute, she would bring up her daughter, Emmy, with her to sing once in a while.
I was like, you want to do the first show? You can sing, and we can do it together. It'll be a thing, and it'll be fun, and mommy. And she was like, yeah. And then after that, I was like, do you want to keep doing this? You don't have to do it every night. You can if you want.
All right, if J-Lo's doing the halftime show, she better bring out Ja Rule.
I am in.
I want to hear I'm Real.
Totally going to do it. I mean, she's such a triple threat. She's so hot right now. Her new movie, Hustler, is coming out with Cardi B. I can't wait to see that. So I'm all for J-Lo doing the Super Bowl. Well, you know, she has upcoming nuptials with A-Rod. Will she and Alex Rodriguez, though, invite their exes to their wedding?
I would say exes invited to wedding. Yeah, all inclusive. The more the merrier.
Who is clapping at that terrible idea?
Okay, what do we think? Exes, if you're still friends, invited to your wedding?
No, because you're never friends with your exes. Are you serious? I mean, don't get me wrong, I want the wedding money and all that, but no, that you're at our special day?
What if someone still has, like, oh, I wish that should be me?
I don't want every guy that hooked up with my wife before to be there. Like, have fun on your wedding
is
night.
Is it bad?
I know I've done that.
I always wanted to attend a wedding where someone, I object!
I object to this marriage!
Like in the movies?
Absolutely not!
Oh, that's good stuff.
All right, Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.